Rock 92.3 WCKW and Tonic, if you can only see. Wrapping up another non-stop rock block. Can you hear me all right, John?
I can hear you fine, man.
All right, cool. Welcome to Lions, man.
Wow, this is amazing.
Isn't it cool?
There's a lot of people here.
The 25th anniversary Mardi Gras celebration, a salute to natural gas.
And I can't believe it. It's a pretty day. Yesterday was horrifying, and the weather today is gorgeous.
It worked out perfect for us. A great day for a parade here in Lions. We're going to be bringing you all of the blow-by-blow details of what happens in this 25th anniversary celebration. As you can see, they're gassing up some of the balloons over there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They look really cool. God. You ever been for a ride in a balloon?
I haven't.
Oh, they are badass. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back, and we'll start the parade off very shortly. Rock 92.3, broadcasting live from Lions, continuing Mardi Gras 1999. It is a beautiful day for a parade. We're hanging out here expecting what looks to be, our spotters are telling us that there's some bands coming around now. And look at that. That is the Christmasland Band.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize Christmasland here in Lyons is a great amusement park.
It's something that I've always enjoyed since I was a kid. I used to beg my parents to come here.
This is one of the unfortunate parts about me not having been raised here in New Orleans is
truly,
I've never really had a chance to enjoy Christmasland. And this really brings out the kid in me.
It's the best. I used to cry when my parents would take me away. My mom and dad had to grab me by one hand and one the other with the other hand and just drag me out of here. I love this place.
It explains a lot about you. So let's just listen right now to the award-winning woodwind section of the Christmasland Band here from Lyons.
Wow.
Mardi Gras. I'm sort of afraid to admit this, man. I looked back during that song. I did. I looked back. It's Rock 92.3 WCKW live from Mardi Gras 99 in Lyons, Louisiana. A salute to natural gas, which is one of Louisiana's great industries, man. And I didn't know this because, again, I haven't grown up from here.
Right.
But everywhere you go, there's a refinery, it seems, in the state.
Everywhere.
It's unbelievable. So, actually, if you're looking to how to find the parade route, you want to go out on Airline Highway, past the refinery in Laplace.
Got it.
And just keep coming out this way and check things out. Now, apparently, we're told that eventually, I guess the mayor of Lyons is prepared to make his speech. This is an election year.
That's true.
So I guess he's prepared to make his speech, and I think he's slowing things down now to see if we can find out what the mayor is about to say. Everybody's taking his point. There we go.
Okay. There he goes.
This is Mayor.
Distinguished citizens, honored guests, and people around the world.
Mayor Clarence LeVay.
Welcome to the 25th anniversary of Mardi Gras in Lyons, Louisiana.
Excellent.
Yes,
thank you.
Today we're going to celebrate our silver anniversary with a grand parade stretching nearly 2 miles long.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Today you're going to witness over 80 floats, 55 marching bands, and at least 100 mounted police officers.
Wow,
along with several
protection
suspects from the county jail as they wind their way through Lyons.
That's excellent.
It's going to be a big time. Now, the parade wraps up 3 days of fun and the beginning of my re-election campaign.
Oh, see, now, here's where it takes a turn for the worse. Every parade we've ever been to, these politicians come out and they just start talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
And they go on and on and on about nothing. Mayor Clarence LeVay of Lyons, Louisiana, is addressing the crowd here. Obviously, we don't want to waste your time with all this stuff.
Let's take a break.
Let's do all the commercials, then we'll come back, and hopefully the mayor will be ready to get the parade underway again.
Sounds good.
All right, excellent. It's Rock 92.3. Live from Mardi Gras.
On Rock 92.3.
Not even close to that.
So
it's not even close.
No.
It's going to go on for a long time.
This is ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Wait.
Hey! Hand out as many bumper stickers as you want today.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. We appreciate
Let
that.
The Mardi Gras Thank you very much. Celebration of this year,
1999. Okay, so the mayor of Lyons, Louisiana, his name is Clarence LeVay, the Honorable Clarence LeVay, been a lifelong member here of Lyons, has addressed the crowd now, this being an election year. He's still addressing the crowd.
One word, windbag.
Yeah, he's going to go on for a long time. So what we should probably do is just kick off another nonstop rock block.
Sounds good.
And we'll be back here live from Mardi Gras 99. We're in Lyons, Louisiana, celebrating a salute to natural gas, a 25th anniversary of Mardi Gras. I'm Paul Marshall with John Marty for Rock 92.3.
Coverage of this year's Mardi Gras Parade is being brought to you in part by Gulf of Mexico Gas. For that south of the border feeling in your shorts, happy Mardi Gras from Rock 92.3.
See, I'm surprised Popper wasn't a balloon this year. Rock 92.3 WCKW, live from Farty Gras in Lyons, Louisiana. The 25th anniversary Farty Gras celebration, a salute to natural gas, one of Louisiana's finest industries, obviously. And what we're seeing now, our parade spotters are telling us just coming around the bend, this is the Lake Pontchartrain float.
Oh, wow. This is a big float, too. Yeah, look at the size of that thing.
It kind of looks like a big bundt cake to me.
Does it really?
Yeah, like a solid mass. It's like in different colors and stuff.
You know, it's kind of dirty, too.
Yeah. If you're going back and forth to the North Shore every day on the way to work,
yeah,
this is a real good recreation of
it
what
really
you see
is.
The Lake Pontchartrain float.
It's amazing. And that's not right. They're throwing things in the Lake Pontchartrain float.
Now, why would they do that?
Why would you throw something in the Lake Pontchartrain float?
And there it is, the Lake Pontchartrain's theme within a theme, Pave Our Lake.
Oh, I see.
So that was yeah. It was very nice to see that now. We're told that the Belle Chasse Naval Air Station has some jets in the area. They're going to do a flyby.
Really?
Yeah, sort of a tribute because, you know, while we're celebrating here for Farty Gras, obviously we have a lot of airmen and people in the Air Force and in the Navy that are over in Yugoslavia
very
taking
true.
Care of you know, some of the things. So it's always nice to have your tribute to those people. Now, you were in the Air Force, right, John?
Yes, that's true. And I can tell you right now that that what's going through their minds right now,
yeah.
It's just pure stress and adrenaline right now.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So the Belle Chasse Naval Air Station is going to have some planes fly by. As we continue, oh, here it is, the John Goodman balloon.
Oh.
Now, see, I knew this. John's not really from New Orleans, but we claim him as our own.
Man, that's like the Macy's Day Parade. Look at the size of that thing.
That is a very, very big balloon. Almost big enough. You could. I'm going to bet you right now.
Okay.
$5 we can park Rolling Thunder in the crack of his ass. $5 we can do that.
Oh, man. there they go. There's
wow,
the jets.
Is that an F-14 or an F-15?
I don't know. F-12.
The 14 things are the ones that come out with the wings that come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those wings sort of come out a little bit.
That's beautiful.
Those aren't bad. So we're broadcasting live from Farty Gras. We're expecting Al Copeland's going to have some stuff coming along very shortly. It wouldn't be a parade if he didn't bring anything in.
Al and his toys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, as well as the various politicians and other additions to the parade route here that are going to happen as we celebrate 25 years worth of Farty Gras history. A salute to natural gas.
Can't believe it's been 25 years.
Unbelievable. And from Lyons, Louisiana, it's Paul Marshall with John Marty for Rock 92.3.
Really rocks.
Rock 92.3.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a negative for actually being outside the building all day.
You can't.
And no, actually, that's the only negative is we don't get to play Metallica Symphonica.
Oh, that's true.
Today.
Yeah.
We'll do that again tomorrow afternoon.
It's a beautiful day, though, isn't it?
You know, I can't see a cloud. Or, you know, the white wispy clouds
about
are happening.
100 miles away.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here in Lyons. As we continue to celebrate, it's a 25th anniversary Farty Gras. A salute to natural gas. They've been doing this for a long time now.
Yeah, Paul, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think I see the Al Copeland float coming in.
There it is.
There it is.
You know what? Lots of really nice looking women on that,
wow,
man.
Oh,
Al's got lots of stuff on that float.
This hardware he's got.
He's got an armored assault vehicle?
What is that?
When did he get that?
Can you buy those?
Apparently Al can.
Wow.
You know? Apparently
amazing.
He can buy that. He's also got a full locomotive.
Wow.
Which is very
impressive.
Nice. A very diesel locomotive. Is that diesel or is it just conventional?
It's just a lot of smoke coming out.
It looks
out of it. Yeah.
Real nice. Nice locomotive. And we're told that this is a replica of the Andrea Doria.
Oh.
Life size
nice.
Replica of the Andrea.
Wow.
The spotters now are telling me it's not a replica.
Okay.
It is, in fact, the Andrea Doria.
Oh, it is the Andrea
Yeah.
Doria.
Apparently, Al, hold on, let's see what I can get the information.
Okay.
Al wanted to buy the Titanic for today's parade. He wanted to actually rent the Titanic, but apparently the price was very high, and there are some things that Al Copeland can't afford.
Yeah, I hear that, and he also wanted a stealth bomber, but, you know, they just don't like to give those up.
No, they're just not going to give those things away. And I'm sure he put the calls into Missouri.
That's true.
But it didn't go through
Maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger could buy one, but
look
not
at
Al
that,
Copeland.
Man. How much do you think that guy's worth?
I don't know, $10 billion?
He's got, I mean, really, seriously, it's an obscene amount of money.
That's crazy.
He wastes it on more toys. I mean, you know, first the V8 motorcycles and the monster car crushers.
They're throwing some stuff.
What do you got there? Throw me something, mister!
Hey, catch that. Catch that. Hey, look.
Did you get it?
Yes.
It's a little thing.
It's anal beads.
Oh, anal beads.
Anal beads.
That makes sense, you know.
Al, what a giver.
Oh, you know, I don't think it was really Al. I think it's his wife's.
Oh.
From her collection, you know.
I see, yeah.
Wife number, whatever.
Very nice.
I guess when you get that kind of money, you can afford only the best.
Exactly.
As we continue from Farty Gras here in Lyons, let's kick off another nonstop rock block. I'm Paul Marshall. He's John Marty.
Thank you.
They're the Stones. It's Rock 92.3 live from Farty Gras.
And now, great moments with natural gas. The year 1969, Neil Armstrong walks on the moon, and natural gas is there, powering his lunar rover.
Houston, the Eagle has gas.
This has been a great moment with natural gas from Rock 92.3.
Rock 92.3 WCKW, broadcasting live from Lions and Ozzy and Iron Man and Black Sabbath. Wrapping up another nonstop rock block as we celebrate Farty Gras 99, the 25th anniversary of Farty Gras. A salute to natural gas. John Marty joins me. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall.
Thank you. And a beautiful day for a parade, don't you think, Paul?
Unreal. And it's really weird. Again, this is the weather changes around here so often. With yesterday, we were really worried that the parade would have to be postponed till Sunday.
Yep.
And obviously, it would have to be conflicting with Easter celebrations all over the place.
Exactly. And, of course, it ensued a huge turnout today.
It's really big. Really big. A lot of people. Looks like everybody got the day off from work.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Which is nice here. And the police doing very, very cool, keeping the crowds under control.
Yeah, it's been very
everybody
tame, yeah.
Well-behaved. Very well-behaved crowd. So the people of Lions, you deserve a round of applause.
So far, the parade been very, very pretty, too. Very
yeah,
nice.
It's sort of a momentary lull as we sit here right now and just kind of take in the ambience.
Right.
I'm told the spotters are telling us that I guess our sponsors were actually contacted for this.
Right.
And the Dr. Joel Kaplan float, if you can see right around the corner there.
There it is.
It's coming around with our very own Rock 92.3's Jack Story.
Jack Story.
Jack, how you doing?
Wave to us, Jack.
Jack looks, he looks pumped up there, doesn't he?
Jack.
He's very, very happy guy.
You know, not only is he the spokesperson.
He's a client.
Yeah,
he's a client.
Yeah.
Jack Story, weekday mornings with Bob and Tom.
Of course.
Here in the radio station. It's nice to see him come by. Yeah. What we're told is we're going to have a couple other special surprise floats a little later on.
Okay.
Including the crew of I-10.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're going to come by a little bit later on this afternoon.
Oh, wait, they're throwing penis pumps.
Oh, penis pumps. You got one? See, now they're all small.
Wow, that's great. First anal beads and now penis pumps.
Well, it's a family affair.
That's great.
Here in Lyons, Louisiana, as we continue celebrating Mardi Gras or Farty Gras.
Mardi Gras.
See, I keep saying Mardi Gras. I wanted to think, I don't know why. I think it's the beads.
It must be.
And we haven't seen any nudity yet.
I know. What's up with that?
We can't get any public nudity.
It's all family oriented here.
Anal beads and penis pumps and no nudity.
What are you going to do?
No figure. It's kind of weird. It's Paul Marshall with John Marty celebrating in Lyons, Louisiana as we kick off another nonstop rock block. We got commercials, then we'll kick out the rock.
In just
block.
A moment, yeah.
In just a moment. From Farty Gras 99, a salute to natural gas in Lyons, Louisiana. It's Rock 92.3.
Have you heard Bob and Tom?
All right, Rock 92.3, broadcasting live from Lyons, Louisiana, as we continue celebrating the 25th anniversary. Farty Gras, as the parade is kicked up, it's really nice now. What we're seeing now, I'm Paul Marshall, he's John Marty.
Yes, indeed.
What we're seeing now is, apparently, this is the Veterans of Foreign Wars float, which is sponsored by the Greater Lyons Senior Citizen Center under a grant from Viagra and Propecia.
This is a beautiful float too. I tell you, I think I've seen some celebrities there. Is that local
flavor here?
Is that Phil Johnson?
It could be.
Oh my! And
it is.
And Nash Roberts.
Nash
too.
Roberts. Hey, good to see that. You know, given a couple of hours.
Look, they're waving and everything. Wow.
Hey guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great.
I want to thank the people from Viagra
for
sponsoring the Veterans of Foreign Wars float along with the Great Alliance Senior Citizen Center, because the vets are certainly at attention today.
Very nice.
I mean, I see a full salute from here.
I think I do too. Oh, and they're even throwing Propecia. Look at that. How sweet. That's so nice.
Nice of the guys to be here. So if you want to get out here to Lyons, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of parade left to go. We've been told it's like a 2.5 mile parade with 80 floats.
Wow.
A whole lot of people still involved here. Lots of good stuff to come. And we're told that the finale this year is going to be great. They're going to wait for it to get a little bit later on before they light the flambeaux.
Great.
But as I understand it, it's going to be a great time here in Lyons. Get out on Airline Highway. Just keep driving past LaPlace. You go past the refinery. You'll see us right there on the right side with the big the ribbons and everything as we continue celebrating the 25th anniversary Farty Gras, a salute to natural gas from Lyons, Louisiana. I'm Paul Marshall. He's John Marty. It's Rock 92.3 WCKW with the Black Crows.
Yep.
That's great, man. Rock 92.3 WCKW as we continue broadcasting from Lyons, Louisiana, the 25th anniversary Farty Gras celebration as we continue here hanging out. You gonna hear that?
Hey, another one bites the dust.
Whoever's back at the studio is still rocking the Queen, not paying attention to where we are. That's all right.
That's cool.
I don't care. I'd actually like that.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, I bet you later on we're going to hear a lot more of that stuff, because I understand the Chalmette Chamber of Commerce has entered the Habra float.
Oh, very nice.
In this year's Farty Gras Parade, so that'll be a lot of fun.
I always enjoy the Habra float.
The Habra float is pretty badass. Now, yeah. Of course, we're at sort of a momentary lull right now for as far as big floats and balloons right now.
True.
Because whenever you do a live event like this, things are destined to change. And apparently the Amoco float that was supposed to be scheduled, our spotters are telling us now that apparently about a third of the way through the route, it took a left.
Oh.
And was last seen heading towards Houston.
See, cause that's so wrong. They probably were thinking they could save money.
Well, what I'm thinking, I understand there's another parade rolling in Houston tomorrow with a shorter parade route, so apparently it'll be more cost efficient for the Amoco float to roll in that one.
And those Amoco guys, they know cost effective. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of a shame that we don't get to see them. But, you know, I mean, the parade will go on.
It will
go on. The celebration will continue.
Yeah,
this is the 25th anniversary.
And it's
now,
true.
Now, how long have you lived in Louisiana?
I've been here about 6 years now.
Okay, so you didn't really grow up here.
No.
But you used to come here and visit relatives when you were a kid and stuff.
Quite often.
Do you have anybody that's ever worked in any of the refineries?
I haven't known anybody that worked in the refineries, but I have a couple friends that have.
Really?
Yeah.
I know we have a lot of people that listen on the rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico.
True.
So, I you know, I mean, this is actually one of the biggest things that happens in Louisiana is the natural gas industry. And we have Farty Grom. Which is, I don't even know where they come up with the name. Is that obviously supposed to be some sort of a pun?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to natural gas.
Originally, this was the Louisiana Natural Gas Association Memorial Celebration.
Got it.
And it got the Farty Gras nickname because, obviously, we'll parade for anything, and we have to come up with a catchy name for
it. Very nice.
So, coming up a little bit later on, I know we are going to have the crew of I-10.
I hear
and
that.
As I understand it, Sheriff Harry Lee has commissioned a balloon.
Really?
This year, so he's going to be involved. And then Richard Simmons.
Oh, we always love Richard Simmons.
Great local flavor. Those are going to be great things. And the Flambeaus later on this afternoon
great.
Are going to create, from what we understand, a pyrotechnic display unlike we've ever seen. So it's really going to be a great time here at Farty Gras.
Very nice, and a beautiful day for it.
Yeah, it's a great day, man. We couldn't ask for a nicer day. I think I actually am starting to get a little color on here.
Are you really? Yeah. You're a little pink there. Yeah,
you know, I could do days like this all the time as long as we don't have to hang out in the office.
And they get paid for it. They pay for it.
Again, so. I get a paycheck for this. So we're going to continue hanging out here in Lyons, Louisiana, as we broadcast from the 25th anniversary Farty Gras Parade Celebration. A salute to natural gas. I'm Paul Marshall. It's John Marty. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on Rock 92.3.
Yep.
April 22nd, 19th.
From Rock 92.3.
It's about time that sun's actually gone behind the building.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's Rock 92.3, broadcasting live from Lyons as we continue the 25th anniversary Mardi Gras, Farty Gras celebration. Why keep wanting to keep saying that, man?
It's just habit.
You know why? Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why. I kind of like enjoy it. Now, what we're seeing here is, wow, that is big.
That's huge.
That's the Harry Lee balloon.
Wow, man.
That's pretty good. You know what? I'm sure Harry's really busy. So he commissioned a balloon to actually be here.
That's a lot of natural gas to make a balloon that big.
Yeah, you would think. And then, wait a minute, our spotters are telling me now that...
Okay.
Actually, it is Harry Lee.
Oh, it is Harry Lee.
Harry Lee is here. And, of course, wherever Harry Lee goes, moon pies follow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So see if we can try and grab
them. Oh, they're throwing something. Throw something, Harry. Throw something. Oh, I dropped that.
Is it a good one?
Oh, I got it.
It's a heavenly hash egg.
Oh.
Oh, it's Easter.
It is Easter,
it's an Easter thing. So that's I guess those are not moon pies. These are not Harry Lee moon pies.
No, they're not moon pies, no.
I'm kind of bummed out now.
Well, what are you going to do?
Disappointed.
Wow, Harry Lee, he's blocking the sun.
Eight deputies tethering him down.
My God.
Eight deputies. You think we can bribe one to get him to, let him go? Just watch Harry float away?
No, let's not. Everybody loves Harry, don't
I know. I'm just kind of goofing around. I would like to see, something like when you watch the Macy's Parade.
True.
And always a balloon with, the Bullwinkle balloon will, fall over and hit a light post.
Yeah,
or something like
the wind will kick up, and blow him down, yeah. We wouldn't want to wish that on Harry.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
So we're in Lyons, Louisiana, celebrating. It's a great day for a parade. Obviously, we still got quite a few floats now. We've only gone through, 31 floats.
Quite, yeah.
With 80 floats, and what's that, 49?
Yeah.
This is where the math comes in.
I'm bad at that. You know how I am. Don't ask me. Who knows?
So
we're at least halfway through.
We're expecting the Easter Bunny a little bit later on, as well as some more floats, the Chalmette Chamber of Commerce, the crew of I-10, and the finale, obviously, the Flambeaus, something to be really looking forward to.
Going
to
be huge.
As we continue broadcasting live from Lyons, Louisiana, let's kick off another nonstop rock block. It's Rock 92.3 WCKW, broadcasting live from Lyons.
Coverage of this year's Farty Gras Parade is being brought to you in part by Microgas, makers of computers powered by natural gas and software that's stink bug free. Happy Farty Gras from Rock 92.3.
Rock 92.3 WCKW, Stone Temple Pilots, who are actually back together, played a couple of weeks ago at the Viper Room in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, and reports are really good that Scott Weiland looks healthy again.
Back on the wagon.
Yeah, it looks like the Stone Temple Pilots are supposed to have a new album out sometime toward the end of the summer.
That's very cool. I'm very excited about that.
Something to look forward to. Yeah. As we continue celebrating from Farty Gras 99, the 25th anniversary, a salute to natural gas from Lyons, Louisiana. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall, joined by the John Marty Super Show.
I can tell you, it's a beautiful day for a parade. I can't talk. talk more about the perfect weather and the great turnout.
You know what I really like about it is now that the sun has gone down a little bit behind some of the area, the buildings in the area, it's really cool. I mean, there's a nice perfect, little breeze.
Yeah.
This is, God, if we could get this kind of weather all year round.
I know, and Lyons is a beautiful place. This is a beautiful area to have a parade.
I'm considering moving.
It's true.
I really am.
Yeah, it's great.
Right now, we're looking at, apparently, there's a Dixieland jazz band coming through.
Very nice.
Playing some good stuff, you know.
Very nice.
Festive. I'm going to dance. Okay. I might dance.
Don't stop. Stop it. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Thank you. How do you think?
Stop dancing. Stop. Stop that dancing.
I got more moves than X-Lax.
Dude, you're still moving. All stop. Right. Stop.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm done with that.
Good God.
Actually, we've just been told from the spotters that the crew of I-10 not going to be able to participate this afternoon.
Oh.
Apparently, we've just got word that they couldn't get their float done in time under deadline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were really looking forward to it, too, because we were expecting some major improvements on the crew of I-10 this year over last year.
Yeah.
And now, I guess, we're let down, I guess. They were given plenty of time to do this. We're really disappointed.
This is unbelievable. I thought the I-10 float was going to be one of the best in the parade, too.
We were expecting a great... the improvements, it was supposed to be a second level put on this year, and all repainted, everything clear. Clearly marked, nice, but the crew of I-10 apparently will not be participating in this year's Mardi Gras celebration.
Unbelievable, too. You know, it's weird how things in parades sometimes are just like real life, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a disappointment, but let's not tarnish the day.
Okay, let's not.
Let's not tarnish the day. We still have a lot of stuff coming up a little bit later on.
I'm looking very forward to that Richard Simmons float,
Simmons float, I'm told, is incorporating new technology this year.
I hear that they're actually going to be powered by some sort of mechanism, and I'm not sure what it is, but we'll see.
They're going to put natural gas to good use this year.
Really?
From what I understand.
That's amazing.
And as well as everybody looks forward to the flambeaux.
I do.
And it's a good night for that. We're not going to have any rain. The clouds are not going to obscure the fireworks and the pyrotechnics.
It's perfect.
It's going to be a great finish here to the Mardi Gras Parade celebration. As we continue broadcasting live from Lyons, Louisiana, I am the lovely and talented Bob Marshall. He's John Marty.
Yep.
As we continue hanging out for Rock 92.3.
Thank you.
Have you heard Bob and Tom on Rock 92.3?
Now turn your head and cough.
You're right?
I'm fine.
As we continue hanging out here live in Lyons, Louisiana, I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall, joined by John Marty. It's the 25th anniversary Mardi Gras celebration, a salute to natural gas, and now one of the most anticipated floats, obviously local boy Richard Simmons.
Yep.
We embrace him every time he comes home.
He's the best.
And again, we want to send our condolences out, obviously a recent loss in Richard's family. His mom died.
Yes.
And again, we feel very bad. Our condolences, Richard. We didn't get a chance.
Very, very sad, yes.
And we know he is a listener when he is home, so thank you very much.
Yes.
So what happens here in the float? Now, this is, I guess, a theme within a theme.
Ah.
It's a salute to natural ass.
Oh, I see.
So what it is Richard's float has about a dozen, it looks like 15, actually, to be precise.
Very full.
Full-figured women. You know, it's what Richard's friends are. I mean, it really is the people that are closest to Richard.
Right. Well-rounded, if you will.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Rubenesque.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is not, we don't have a problem with that.
Not a problem at all, no.
You know, they're not too fat.
True.
You know, it's not like they're unattractive to look at. They're very, very special people.
We try not to say fat.
Yeah,
we just have the weight challenged. Really.
Yeah, they're definitely weight challenged. So what's happening now is I'm looking at this now, and the spotters have handed me the description.
Okay.
It is an intricate gearing system set up with treadmills. So you see all the things everybody's walking on. It looks like the moving sidewalk.
Wow.
The tropical sidewalk. It's actually a series of treadmills.
So that's hooked up to the propel. It helps propel the float.
It's a self-propelled float.
Wow.
And what they've done is they've hung a huge beignet from the front. If you see it hanging off the mast there.
That's amazing. That's what that is.
That's a beignet. That's
a
big beignet. And what they're doing is they're enticing some of the full-figured women to get the beignet.
That's amazing.
Causing them to move the sidewalk, the big tropical sidewalk, which is geared into the propulsion system of the float, and they are moving at quite a clip.
That went right by.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were pretty amazed.
They were moving.
A moment. Just sit back there for a second. That was really nice.
The breeze is amazing.
You know what kind of bums me out? And we do this in every parade.
What?
How come there's so much space between floats?
Yeah, I know.
Why is there space between floats? I mean, sometimes we get a dance team or like a cop car will roll through or something like that or a clown juggling.
I like to call them gaps.
Yeah, there's a lot of gaps in the parade.
A lot of gaps, yeah.
I don't know why that. Maybe perhaps they're standing, staying at the reviewing stand and they're there too much. So, again, I'm kind of amazed by that, but still more to come here from Lyons, Louisiana. Mardi Gras 99 continues, the 25th anniversary, a salute to natural gas, and it's just been
more to come.
Okay, as we continue with Rock 92.3 WCKW live, here's Sammy Hagar and Maz Tequila.
Maz.
Maz.
And now, great moments with natural gas.
The year, 1108, Pompeii. Natural gas from Lyons, Louisiana, provides one of the biggest bangs in history. This has been a great moment with natural gas from Rock 92.3.
I bet you wouldn't know the name of that song was Crumbling Down.
Really?
Yes.
I hear John Mellencamp's a really good dancer.
I hear he's a fine dancer. A real fine dancer.
Yeah.
He's a very fine dancer.
That was a joke.
I know, you were making a joke.
Okay.
Well, come on now. Let me be the funny one, please. I know funny. Rock 92.3 WZKW, hanging out in Lyons, Louisiana, as we continue with Party Gras 99, a salute to natural gas, the 25th anniversary. This is actually a good float that we saw coming in here. They've cut it down real low.
Yeah.
Chalmette Chamber of Commerce.
Really? Sponsoring this one?
Yeah, it's the Hebra Mobile.
Oh, Hebra.
The Hebra.
Hebra.
Hebra Mobile. See?
Hebra.
It's real
there's
low.
There's the boom. There it is.
The boom boom.
Oh, yeah. Get your head going like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Hebra.
Yeah. Hebra, I got a smoke?
It's got the neon and everything on it.
No, I need a Marlboro.
Oh.
You got a Marlboro?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't need a Newport.
And you know what else, Paul? I've noticed all the riders have really bad haircuts.
They all look like it's like four Billy Ray Cyruses in a Camaro.
What is that?
I have no idea what that's all about, but you know, listen to that. Can you hear the low end?
Shake your body. Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
From the Chalmette Chamber of Commerce as we continue with the Party Gras Parade. Now, as I understand it, the Mike Ditka float is just around the bend.
Really?
From what we hear from our parade spotters, and we're going to be checking that out a little bit later on. And we had a chance to talk with Coach Ditka.
Really?
Earlier today. We'll hear all of that after this on Rock 92.3.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show, man. April 22nd. It's a Thursday night out in San Francisco.
Sold out.
Yeah, we're going to play Metallica Symphonica a little bit later on. I guess the Rossman will play that later on tonight.
Sure.
As we continue broadcasting live from Lyons, Louisiana, it is Party Gras 99, the 25th anniversary edition, a salute to natural gas. Now, before, our spotters are telling us that just around the bend is the Ditka float.
Okay.
It's actually a balloon tethered by a couple of cars. It's a cool, interesting thing we'll tell you about. But before we get to that, before it gets around, see if we get a chance to roll this. We had a chance to talk to Coach Ditka earlier today.
Super.
You know, a lot of speculation whether or not he was going to trade for Ricky Williams or how things were going to go with that. And we said, well, Coach, regardless, what do you think the team's chances are this year? And this is what he had to say.
Okay. I think we got a chance. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. You know, people ask me dumb questions like, how many games you think you can win? Well, I ask them, how many do we play? I'm realistic. I realize they're not going to bet, but certainly the effort's going to be made to win every game we play, period. Cut and dried.
So there it is.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened.
Amazing.
Right there. Coach Ditka. So he's optimistic, to say the least. The Coach Ditka float, apparently it's a little balloon. Looks like Ditka.
Filled with natural gas.
Natural gas, obviously. Being tethered by a bunch of guys look like they're Shriners.
Really?
In cars with you know, braids on. They look like little Ricky Williams.
They do look like Ricky Williams,
and
don't they?
And if you notice right now, it's a three-wide formation.
Oh.
You know?
Very
so that's,
nice.
That's really nice to see that happen as we continue. Party Gras 99 from Lyons, Louisiana. It's Paul Marshall with John Marty hanging out for Rock 92.3.
Coverage of this year's Party Gras Parade is being brought to you in part by Bubba's Welding Shop. Using good gas to make good welds every day. Happy Party Gras from Rock 92.3.
Now, this is perfect, man. This is unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Sun just going down beyond the horizon.
The lights are coming on.
It looks great there, and I understand we're about 15 minutes or so. Actually, shorter than that. About 6 or 7 minutes away from the finale.
Wow.
Here at Party Gras 99.
That's going to be huge.
This is pretty amazing here. As we continue broadcasting, we're in Lyons, Louisiana. It's Rock 92.3 WCKW. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall, joined by John Marty of the John Marty Super Show.
Yes.
And this is actually good. Now, right now here is our, I suppose we should give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
First, and I want to take a second here to thank the organizers personally. I'm not sure if any of them are listening, but thank them a lot, you know, very much for this parade. This has been a great afternoon so far.
They treat us like kings, man, truly.
And the real good part about it is now, I mean, they've taken advantage of the fact that next week, if they had done this parade like on Monday or Tuesday, you know, we would have already been in daylight savings time.
Yeah.
And the flambeaux would have no effect at this time.
This is the day. The perfect light for the flambeaux.
We could not have asked for a better night. So right now, here comes the 13th Congressional Lumberjack Steel Cage Deathmatch float. I guess that's what it says here on the page.
Wow.
Apparently, it's going to decide who's going to run for Congress.
Oh, they're going to have a cage match.
I guess it's going to be a steel cage death match, sort of a lumberjack match.
All the congressional candidates are going to be inside.
And whoever's left standing wins.
Sort of like 13 guys in or one man leaves.
Now, we understand David Duke may have a foreign object in his trunks.
Oh.
But we're not exactly sure.
Wow. You know, he's tricky like that.
Yeah, this is something that we can watch for a little while. As you can see, all the congressmen go by.
You know what else I'm seeing coming up? The Bob Livingston float is coming up.
Oh, there it is. Livingston. I don't see Mr. Livingston anywhere on the float.
Where is he?
I don't see just a lot of apparently agitated, very pissed off women.
Wow.
They're very
pissed. There's a lot of women on board.
I didn't think he could really fit that. I mean, how big is that flatbed?
I don't know. Bob knows a lot of chicks.
Apparently.
Wow.
He's good.
He's good.
Must be hung well.
Man.
You know.
Wow, he's the man.
Apparently, Bob Livingston. That's kind of a shame.
He gets around.
Excellent. So we've got, I guess, a couple more minutes now, and then apparently the spotters are telling me that the flambeaux are now assembling for the big finale. They've actually... we've contracted, well, we haven't, but the people that have organized the parade have contracted a Japanese pyrotechnics firm called Kabumi. They're going to be doing all the pyrotechnics and all the flambeau finale thing a little bit later on.
And I hear that they're amazing, too. They're the best.
All right, so why don't we do the commercials, and then we'll come back, and I imagine the finale should be just almost ready.
Super, we'll do that,
Okay, it's Rock 92.3 Live in Lions.
On Rock 92.3.
The timing for this couldn't have been any better.
I
mean, it's unbelievable.
Paul Marshall, I want to take a moment just to say I have enjoyed this thoroughly with you.
This has been a great time, John. I really appreciate it.
I can't believe they pay us to do this.
I know. And every so often, they let us out of the office. It's like playing hooky.
It's perfect.
You know what I mean?
It's like cutting school.
There they are. The flambeaux now have been lit. They're starting to march their way around the corner now. The parade spotters say that the last of the balloons, obviously, is the Paul Prudhomme balloon here.
Oh, very nice.
You see that go by Shepard.
That's a very large balloon.
You know, it's really good to see Paul get some credit.
And, of course, filled with natural gas.
Yeah, Phil, of course, Lee, because this is the salute to natural gas.
True.
The 25th anniversary, Friday Gras Parade, live from Lions. And right now we're looking at what promises to be an incredible finale here as we celebrate. You can see that the fireworks are starting to go off here. They're getting pretty close now.
That's beautiful.
It's very, very close. It's really dangerously close at this point. I'm kind of getting... What the hell is going on?
Oh my God.
John, you may want to get some cover.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. It looks like the Paul Prudhomme balloon is on fire. And if there's any emergency personnel, this is a horrible tragedy here. As we continue, John Marty has been seriously hurt. This is an unbelievable tragedy. If there is some, get some help out here immediately. Oh, my God.
Wow.